This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Pass rush, believe me, there's nobody that appreciates pass rushers more than me. You know, and I've seen some great ones here. And I'm optimistic and excited. You know, fortunately, we got a chance to take Odafe last year. We think his future is very bright.
So that's an oldie but a goodie, and it's a few years ago now because Odafe Owe, they just picked up his fifth-year option. So it's been a minute, but Derek DaCosta, he knows pass rush. And they haven't had an elite pass rusher.
They don't want to pay for pass rush.
Yeah, no, they do not. And they haven't had an elite pass rusher, let's face it, since Suggs and Doomerville. So with that in mind, Joey Bosa just got released by the Chargers. There are some pass rushers on the market. Anything that you think fits the Ravens?
First of all, again, because we keep it real here, anybody could fit the Ravens.
Sure.
Anybody could fit the Ravens if they wanted to pay market value for a higher-end pass rusher. So there's that. I do think it's interesting. You look at some of these projections, and nobody knows, right? We did this with baseball free agents, and then people missed the pitching market pretty much entirely, right? Mm-hmm. All those projections were off in terms of number of years and money. But like Spotrac, they think Khalil Mack, who was generally considered the best free agent available pass rusher until Bosa got signed. Some people, like me, I might still rather have Khalil Mack than Bosa. Because
yeah.
I think Bosa's damaged goods. I think his body's betraying him. But again, he's got a resume. This guy is a couple years removed from being considered in the conversation for the best pass rusher on the planet. But like they think Khalil Mack could get a three-year deal in excess of $70 million somewhere, maybe slightly under 25 a year. You know, how many of those years do you have to guarantee? Do you have to guarantee two of them? Perhaps. And then look, just because it's a three-year deal doesn't mean you can't spread it out over five or six with voidable years and getting creative. But again, I find it hard to believe that if they wanted to address this in a serious manner, that they couldn't come away with a Hassan Reddick, I mean, a Judon reunion, mm-hmm. a Josh Sweat in this mix would be a huge upgrade. Like, we know they love getting injured guys low. Marcus Davenport, is that sort of what they're thinking? Because that seems to be their kind of move, a guy who couldn't stay healthy last year. You know, making like six from Detroit, but obviously we're all old enough to remember Sean Payton mortgaging a draft to go up and get him in the first round. Like Preston Smith.
Yeah.
He was kind of long in the tooth, but could you situationally, could you find a rotation for him? But like, Dante Fowler had a pretty darn good year. He probably would want to stay in that system with Dan Quinn, a guy who's revived his career. But like, There's no excuse for them not to bring in someone who has at least a somewhat substantial NFL pass rushing resume. I just, again, don't know if that's what they want to do. They certainly could do it.
Yeah, you threw out a lot of names that I was going to throw out. And starting with Haason Reddick, I'm very interested in seeing what his market is. What does this guy end up getting paid after a really bizarre 12 months or so? And Spotrac has it as just a one-year $11.7 million deal. So that tells me kind of a prove-it deal.
Is this out, the fifth anniversary of us talking about Haason Reddick to the Ravens? Yes. It seems like every year.
Go out. Get one more payday after that. That's very intriguing to me if it was at that price. You mentioned Judah in terms of value. Spotrac, two-year, $8.4 million.
Yeah, that did not work out very well in Atlanta.
No, it did not.
But that
was a bad defense. There weren't a whole lot of playmakers around him.
That's a good buy low spot. And then Dante Fowler was the other one, a three-year, $15.5 million deal. And I think that those are the waters that they like swimming in when it comes to pass rush.
You mentioned Josh Sweat, and I was after the big Crosby signing yesterday, I was doing some reading, and people were speculating that he's going to get $20 million a year. And I just, while they can, I don't see them swimming in those waters.
Yeah, but $20 million for your leading pass rusher is not like, and if you think you're playing two or three playoff games, right?
Yeah.
So $1 million a game for your best pass rusher on a team that you think could win the Super Bowl, that should not be sticker shock. I mean, no. I get it. Around here, we've all been brainwashed. But, like, that's the going rate, man.
Dude, they haven't paid for a pass rusher since Suggs. I would like to see him take that big of a swing, but those three names I mentioned, I think Haason Reddick at the $11 million, that's a high mark for them. Double digits per year.
Jason, what's Joey Bosa's market right now?
And with him, remember, he doesn't count against comp pick formula.
They do like that. But what is it like? He's missed a lot of games the last 3 years. So what is his market right now? Where's his price point?
Look, he's already got Florio telling you that it's going to be a feeding frenzy. That tells me it might not be all that robust.
Yeah.
I wouldn't touch this guy until, like, I would have to be able to bring him into my building and treat it like a combine. I'm going to do MRIs, even though, like, there's no current injury that he should need. And, like, I want a complete full body scrub on him before I even talk money with his agent. Like, all my medical people have to believe that he is not broken. He is not damaged goods. Like, he's not cooked. It's weird. They've brought people over there because it's Ravens West. They've brought people to the Chargers who have significant injury history, who the football people, like a Joe Ortiz, would have known inside out. And I'm sure their medical, I don't know if they brought some of the Ravens medical people over, but they probably have similar philosophies. And that hasn't scared them off of bringing in people from here because, you know, the systems are very similar and a lot of the protocols are very similar.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So there's part of me that's like, the fact that those guys cut him, maybe these guys wouldn't want him, but there's another part of me that's like, well, if they get him at their price, but I don't think you're going to get a huge bargain on him. Like, I think if you're trying to find lightning in a bottle on a medical reject type guy, I think they're more inclined to go with a Marcus Davenport than they are at Bosa.
Am I naive? Could EDC call Joe Ortiz and be like, well, what kind of shape is this fella in?
I think it could actually be the brother of the brother.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's where
a good point.
At the July 4th, it has to happen before the July 4th cookout. But I would think brother to brother, shoot me straight. Yeah. You know, how much of this was Spanos thinks this guy's jaking it? Spanos thinks this guy stole his money. Like, Spanos just doesn't want to pay him anymore. And how much of it is, he's a full-blown medical reject, and our medical people think he's damaged goods. Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. They would have a unique insight on this. So, like, my thing is, you're either going to hear they're like one of the first teams that pounced, or they wouldn't touch him with a 9,000-foot pole. Like, they wouldn't want him for $5 million or whatever. Like, that's an exaggeration. But I don't know, because I've kind of been monitoring that whole dynamic, and it hasn't scared them. We thought Gus Bus was done.
JK.
They didn't care. Yeah. We thought Dobbins was done. They didn't care. They picked somebody up in season. It wasn't Eddie Jackson, but somebody. Didn't they pick up somebody late who were out there welcome here, like, fast?
Yeah, they did. Who was that? Was it Eddie Jackson?
I don't think anybody signed Eddie Jackson.
I don't think Eddie Jackson went anywhere.
I thought Eddie Jackson signed somewhere.
Tony Jefferson?
But he loved Tony Jefferson. Yeah. Chargers.
What's that?
What? He was with the Chargers.
Eddie Jackson, right?
Yeah, it was Eddie Jackson.
Yeah, it was Eddie Jackson.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, but I don't think you're going to get him at an extreme bargain. I would be really, really scared of that situation. I haven't liked anything I've seen from him in a couple of years.
Coming up next, League at Large, and Max Crosby signs a monster deal. What's that mean for some of the other pass rushers out there? Davante Adams, where could he end up as he's been, or is going to be released? And DK Metcalf demands a trade. What is his market? How much would you have to give up to get DK Metcalf? It's League at Large next here on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.